Let me say this about the desire that all Americans share to see that what happened in Los Angeles never happens again. We all want to solve the problems. This is no time to play the blame game. It is time for honest talk. And the fact is, in the past decade, spending is up, the number of programs are up, and yet, let's face it, that has not solved many of the fundamental problems that plague our cities. We need an honest, open, national discussion about family, about values, about public policy, and about race. That's the only way forward, and that's what I intend to do in the days ahead.
But the blame game was what White House reporters wanted to talk with Mr. Bush about after a treaty signing ceremony with Ukraine President Kravchuk. Reporters pressed the president about remarks he and other administration officials had made.
Sir, you say you're not interested in the politics of blame or signing blame. In fact, starting this Monday, you blame Congress for not passing some of your domestic programs for the inner cities. Marlon Fitzwater attacked the Great Society. Vice President Quayle yesterday also attacked Lyndon Johnson's programs. A year ago at Michigan, you said that the Great Society programs actually exacerbated racial animosity. You actually used the words racial animosity. We still are unable to get a specific list out of the White House as to which programs have done this.
John, I think this is an inappropriate time to try to divide. I think it's a very appropriate time to rethink whether we've done it just exactly right in the past, whether it's the Great Society, or all the way up to our administration. I cannot certify to the American people that we have tried the new ideas that might make urban America better, might make better, give better opportunity for everybody. So there is no point trying to go into your question, answering the specifics, trying to assign blame. I don't think that's what the country needs right now. I think it needs to come together, and if I have my fights with Congress on getting some proposals through, some of which I've been proposing for 3 years, that's another matter. But this isn't the time to go out and try to divide the country. This is the time to bring it together. Now, we've started on that. We started to bring it together by doing everything we could to assist the local law enforcement people, because the American people are outraged by the violence. Secondly, we started to bring it together by providing every asset we could to the local people out there, the mayor and Peter Uberoth and the local localities, to have the federal government assist, whether it's Department of Labor, whether it's HUD, whether it's HHS. We've got a good program moving forward right now to do that. Then I owe it to the American people to say, here's what I think is the longer range answer. Can help right now if we can get some of these things through, and if I can convince the American people that this is what we ought to do, and I'll have some proposals to that effect. Yeah.
You and your predecessor, Ronald Reagan, came to office 12 years ago under an economic system that promised a rising tide would lift all boats. During both of your terms in office, we had the longest post-war or peacetime recovery in economic expansion in history, and yet the conditions that produced the riots in Los Angeles still existed. Are you now, as part of your effort to look at whether everything has worked, reassessing your economic programs and the role of the federal government in providing help to the cities, states, and social classes of the country?
Yes, I think we ought to look at everything. I'm not satisfied, and I think we ought to look at everything, and we ought to move forward on these three tracks. One, question of restoration of law. American citizens should not be asked to put up with wanton looting and pillaging. Secondly, short-term answers to assist the city and the state in the cleanup and in the restoration of things in Los Angeles. And then three, proposals that would really assist in rebuilding and in harmonizing in this country. And that's the way I'm going to approach it. And I'll look at what we've done and what we've tried to do, what others have done, but not with the question of blaming. I really don't think that's what's wanted. If we point out differences, if I point out a program that I think has failed, it's not to blame. It is simply to say I'm not satisfied with the tensions that I see and want to try to do something about it.
Let me ask my specifics here to follow up. Revenue sharing, a program started by a Republican president, was also ended by your predecessor. A lot of people who've been studying Los Angeles riots say that may have that the cities may be overburdened now, that because of the new federalism, the shifting of programs to the cities, they may not have been able to provide. Is that a specific area, federal aid to the cities, that you're willing to reconsider?
If I can find some revenue to share. We are operating at an unacceptably high levels of deficit, and everyone knows that. And what I think we also need to do is consider that a vigorous economy with job creation as its goal or as its hallmark is the best poverty program. And so we've proposed instead, as you know, a rather substantial block grant. We've not gotten that through, but we'll try again. It's very close to revenue sharing, as a matter of fact. It's no strings attached, and it is something that we think is a good approach. But I think we should look at all of it.